The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special, which you are listening to. And we're going to speak about Imam Hussein's virtues. So be with us. Dear brothers and sisters, today is Wednesday, 29th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Retreat Calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 16th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. You are with today's special, and as usual, we bless this moment that is the beginning of our program. So we listen to verse 54 of chapter Al-Ma'idah and learn about it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhal منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم.
O you who have believed, whoever of you should revert from his religion, Allah will bring forth in place of them a people He will love and who will love Him, who are humble toward the believers, powerful against the disbelievers. They strive in the cause of Allah and do not fear the blame of a critic. That is the favor of Allah. He bestows it upon whom He wills. And Allah is all-encompassing and knowing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
As a general rule, it warns all the Muslims that if any one of them turns away from his religion, he does not harm Allah, his religion, Muslim society, and the rapid process of progression, because he will soon bring forward a group of people to support this religion. Thus, the Quran explains the qualities of those who must undertake this great mission. They love Allah, they are humble and kind unto the believers, while they are stern and forceful against the enemies, and striving in the way of Allah is their constant program. As I told you before, and I promised you, today again we continue learning about Imam Hussein's virtues. Imam Hussein's life and sacrifice are replete with lessons about life, lessons that we need to learn more than ever before, lessons we think each one of us, students, parents, teachers, and every other members of the society must learn from the amazing life of Hazrat Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. He was a 7th century revolutionary leader who made the ultimate stand for moral justice. His legacy inspires millions to strive for a just society. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, was the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, and son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, one of the most revered of the companions of the Holy Prophet. And yet Hussein's life was humbleness personified. Besides his ancestry, Hussein was himself a man of exemplary character.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this show, we are trying to talk about some of the virtues of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now, let's talk about the knowledge of Imam al-Hussein, another virtue of this noble Imam. It should be borne in the mind that the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were in no need to gain knowledge from others, and their present day knowledge was similar to that in the past without any change. They were in no need of analogy, ponderance, or conjecture, while apprehending their intellect is far beyond the capacity of human beings. The one who tries to conceal their excellences is similar to the one attempting to veil the face of the sun. It should be noted that they examine the concealed and the present state. They grasp the verity of intellect in the solitude of worship, and they were far more better than are perceived by the companions and friends. They would not pause to think in front of the common profiteer and those trying to test them, nor become upset or show slackness. They were prudent in their conditions and discourses, and were unparalleled in their age. In distinction and honor, from the beginning until the end, they were in conformity with one another. When they opened their mouth to speak, others would remain silent. When they spoke, others would listen to them with awe. Thus, every strider could not reach them, their lofty position, nor their aims were fulfilled to surpass them, and did not succeed in their policies. They possessed such qualities which had been bestowed upon them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator. And the truthful Lord announced that He had removed doubts regarding them.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. This is today's special and Imam Al Hussein, the Universalist. In this judgment, Imam Hussein's aim on not recognizing Yazid's rule was dictated by his sense of religious duty. As he did not think Yazid was fit to rule, yet his companions chose of their own accord to stay with him to the end, preferring to get martyred rather than part his company. For this noble stance, the Imam turned to his Lord and prayed for his companions, asking him to reward them on his behalf. This is reinforced by the fact that on that same night, the Imam requested that Habib ibn Mazahir go and ask for the help of members of his tribe. The Imam wanted to win the media war in order that the news of his revolt traveled far and wide. This is the rationalization of the revolutionaries and martyrs. That was why he started this move in his own immediate circle by bringing with him all members of his family, for he wanted them to be messengers for his revolt. As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله. On the continuation of today's special, you listen about the virtues of Imam al-Hussein and his companions, which is the role model for establishing justice. The leader who will succeed in establishing justice is Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Naturally, he will not do so miraculously. If it was expected to be a miracle, there is no need for people to wait. He will eventually and undoubtedly be the leader, although people are expected to prepare the grounds for the establishment of justice. Such people who have aspired to establish justice can then ask the Imam to use them in his movement, which will inevitably spread
worldwide justice. For such people who desire to receive inspiration and energy for their efforts in bringing about a life of dignity and honor, Imam Hussein is the role model they emulate. Those who want to help Imam Mahdi by preparing for his appearance and then support him all the way through so that he achieves this justice and gives all the human beings their honor and dignity can do this without remembering the Imam.
Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, in the first ziyarah of Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in Mafatih al-Junan, what does he say? He says, and the entire universe, the earths and the seven heavens, they cried for Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cried for Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And let me tell you more, even the inhabitants of hell, they cried for Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. According to the words of our sixth Imam of Ahlul Bayt. Now you may wonder, how is it that the people of hellfire cry for the Imam alayhi salam? First of all, it could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows them the truth about the Imam alayhi salam. And even the most evil of the evil, when they see what happened to Al-Imam al-Hussein and the greatness of Al-Imam al-Hussein, they'll cry for him. Didn't Muawiyah cry on Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam when Dhirar described to him the qualities of Imam Ali to the point where Muawiyah's beard was soaked with tears? Who in history do you see their enemies cry on them like that? Other than the Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Even the inhabitants of hell shall cry for the Imam alayhi salam. Secondly, everything in its existence cries for the Imam. Because the Holy Quran tells us everything in existence glorifies God, has a level, a degree of perception. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِحَهُمْ. The Quran says everything in God's creation has some perception. It glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you people, you do not understand that. You do not see that. You cannot hear them glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, even the inhabitants of hell, their very existence, every cell in their body cries for Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
With this nice sentence, we say goodbye and fi amanillah to all of you. Inshallah, we continue this nice topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah. Till then, wassalamu alaikum.
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, here is a saying from the martyr of Karbala, the chief of martyrs, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Do you not see that the truth is not followed, and falsehood not discouraged?
take pieces of bread from me. And your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day. Here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about death and how death is something certain and fixed and, you know, something certain that we cannot escape from. Imam Ali alayhi salam says the following: a man's breath is his step towards his death. Nafasul mar'e khuta'u ila ajalih. A man's breath, every breath that he takes, it's as if he is taking a step towards his death, which kind of indicates the fact that death is something, you know, certain. As we say, you know, when we put the dead body in the grave, one of the things that we say to it is, al-mautu haqqun, death is a truth. Meaning death is not something, death is not a lie, death is not something imaginary. It's something real, it's something true, and it's something certain, which we cannot escape from. Everything will die. In one verse of the Holy Quran, you know, it's a famous verse of the Holy Quran, we read that, every soul shall taste of death. Right? This is one of the, you know, famous verses of the Holy Quran. In this connection, Imam Ali alayhi salam also said the following. He said, He, Allah, created the duration of every life and made them short or long. He expedited some and postponed others and connected their causes with the death. Right? So death is something certain. And you know, death, if we keep this in mind, this is one of the things that can help rectify our character and, you know, our temperament and our ethics. If we keep in mind the fact that we're going to die eventually and we're going to eventually stand before God, you know, who will judge us, then, you know, this is something that can make us better people. Perhaps it is for this reason that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, what a good remedy death is, ni'mat dawa'u al-ajal. What a good remedy death is. Death is a remedy for, you know, at least we interpret this hadith in a ethical manner. We can say that it is a remedy for all of our bad habits. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said the following in connection with death. death suffices as a guard. You know, we can interpret this. We wanted to interpret this in a akhlaqi and ethical manner. We might say that death suffices as a guard and prevents us from performing bad acts and, you know, unbecoming acts. If we remember, constantly remember the fact that we are going to die, you know. And he also said the following, is that, again, the same similar hadith. He said, death is a fortified castle. Meaning, we can say that death is a, you know, something that protects us, like a castle would protect its inhabitants. Death is something, it's a castle which prevents, you know, bad qualities and bad things from entering us and, you know, becoming entrenched in us and our as habits. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at death in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions and practical tajweed rules, step by step, verse by verse. Inshallah, we're here with you. And I really welcome you all. Thanks for joining IRIB English Radio. Fawad Haider, Salam, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, welcome, brothers. Is everyone fine?
Alhamdulillah.
So, inshallah, let's go and start our class. But let's say to our brothers and sisters that today we're going to work on Ayah 93rd of Surah Ali Imran on page 62, right? So everybody, let's listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kullu at-ta'ami kana hillan li bani Israila illa ma harrama Israilu ala nafsihi من قبل أن تنزل التوراة قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين.
Alhamdulillah, nice recitation. That was great. I really loved it. So, guys, let's inshallah practice this verse, okay? The first thing that inshallah we'll do is we'll have a short explanation, then we'll move on to the practical tajweed rules, the important ones. Yeah?
Inshallah.
Okay.
Yes.
Inshallah. So Allah Almighty says in Ayah 93rd of Surah Ali Imran, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kullu at-ta'ami kana hillan li bani Israila illa ma harrama Israilu ala nafsihi min qabli an tunazzala at-tawrah. Qul
فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين. Allah Almighty says, all food was lawful to the children of Israel, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob, except what Israel, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, had forbidden himself before the Torah was sent down. Say, قُلْ, bring the Torah, فَأَتُوا بِالتَّوْرَاةِ, and read it, فَتْلُوهَا, should you be truthful, إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Well, actually, this ayah goes back to a story where, I mean, the occasion is this, that some of the Jewish people, okay, they were saying, like, for example, some other foods is haram. And their reason was that, well, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, they didn't use this. Okay? And then they were inferring, they were saying that these things are haram to drink. But Muslims do. Yeah? And then the Prophet says, prove it, if you're right. كُلُّ طَعَامِحْ كَانَ حِلَّا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Prove it, if you're right. They would say that, well, that's in the Torah. Prophet was saying, like, bring the Torah. قُلْ فَأَتُوا بِالتَّوْرَاةِ. Prove it. It was not because Allah Almighty made it haram, and you're saying that Muslims, you're doing a haram thing while Allah Almighty has forbidden it. No, you can't prove it. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَتْلُوهَا, okay? فَأَتُوا بِالتَّوْرَاةِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَتْلُوهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. So guys, there are, I just want to tell a message, okay, something I understand from this ayah. Well, actually, ladies, like, sometimes, okay, people might bring some kind of rules, okay, which we actually do not know where they come from. Sometimes people don't know from the Quran, they say something wrong about the Quran, okay, rules or things which are not in the Quran. Sometimes they are in the Quran, but the people say they are not in the Quran, okay? Then we have to ask them for proofs. Simple as that. Okay, guys? But the tafsir of this ayah, there are a lot of things about this ayah, okay? The occasion of revelation, these things. Inshallah, you can refer to the tafsir books, interpretations, and learn more about them, okay?
Qur'ani fi qalbi dawman yaghmurni min faydi dhiya ayatul mawla.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents
wal kawnu al wasi'u fi sadri ahdhuluhu ardan.
Let's recite the Quran.
Inshallah, now it's time to go and mention some important tajweed rules that inshallah, step by step, we'll move on. كُلُّ طَعَامِ كَانَ حِلًّا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة. كل الطعام. The Hamza to al-Wasl will be skipped, right?
Yes.
And also lam al-Ta'rif, which is followed by a sun letter, ta, so it will be as well skipped. Yes. كل طعامي. And also the ta has to be pronounced correctly, Ali Nasir. Okay?
Yes.
Could you read it? Kullu ta'ami.
Kullu ta'ami.
Ahsan. And also the letter ayn, that Fawaz sometimes is dealing with this in a very difficult way. But he has fixed it, alhamdulillah, you know? He has fixed it. Read it, Fawaz. Kullu ta'ami. The ayn.
كُلُّ الطَّعَامِ
أحسن. So he has fixed it. عَيْن الطَّعَامِ كَانَ حِلًّا. حِلًّا. حَا is it, it's important, okay? حِلًّا. Lam has a tanween. Yeah? If you stop here, you'd say حِلًّا. Right? Stretch it. And you change the tanween to an alif mad.
Alif mad, yes.
But when you join it with the next word, the tanween will be merged with the letter lam. And so lam will be merged to the lam. Hillan instead. We read hillal. Without any nasal sound, just move on. Join them, that's all. Hillal bani bani. The mother is not wajib since Israel starts with the hamza. It's in another word. Bani is another word. Israel is another word. Israel. So, but they have mad on Israel. Isra. This is wajib, right?
Yes.
Wajib muttasil. And you should stretch it for 5 or 6 counts. Illa ma harrama. Illa ma. Pay attention to the a sound, the light sounds, okay? Illa ma harrama. Rara, a heavy one. Israilu ala a sound. Nafsihi. Do you see that fallen ya after ha?
Yes.
That's yamad also.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes we have the baby alif or the tiny alif. Sometimes we have the baby waw, the tiny waw. Okay. Sometimes we have that ya, the fallen ya. They all indicate the mat letters. Okay. They work, they function the same as the waw, ya, alif. Mat letters. Min qabli. Min qabli. Nun sakin plus qaf. Qaf is from the rest of the letters, as I think, and I'm sure, yes. So min qabl. So you do what?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Hide the sound, but with a heavy letter. Ikhfa with a heavy letter. Min qabli. Qabli.
Qalqala.
Qalqala, mashallah. Bounce the sound. Echo the sound. Antunazzala. Again, ikhfa. Hide the sound. Antunazzala tawrah. When you stop, the letter ta marbuta. Okay? Marbuta means they... This ta is called ta marbuta, and the other ta is the stretched one, which is called ta mabsuta. Mabsuta. The stretched one. So here it changes to the letter ha. And the haraka changes to sukun. Qila tells you, Hassan?
It's better to stop.
Better to stop. Qul fa'tu bittawrati. Fatluha. You can stretch the sound, but it's not mandatory. In kuntum, both are ikhfa.
Two ikhfa, yeah.
Sadiqeen. Stretch the sound at the end. Huh? It's not mandatory, but it's recommended, yes?
Yeah.
So, now we got 1 minute or 2 minutes to practice the recitation that with tajweed rules, alhamdulillah, we've learned now. So, brothers and sisters, please listen carefully, inshallah, and let's practice all together. I'll read. And make sure you repeat after me. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه
كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه
Israel, the first one, Israel, the second one. Illa ma harrama Israel ala nafsihi min qabli an tunazzala at-Tawrah.
Illa ma harrama Israel ala nafsihi min qabli an tunazzala at-Tawrah.
Qul fa'tu bit-Tawrati fatluha in kuntum sadiqin.
قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. الله bless you. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, we explained a bit about this ayah. And then we mentioned the important tajweed rules. We practiced the recitation. That's all from us for today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much for being with us up to this time. Brothers here, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Nasir. And inshallah, we'll be here again with you. See you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Your horse returns to our camp riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي.
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves, Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
لقد عظم مصابي بك فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكْ. Therefore, I ask Allah who venerated your station and honored me through you, أَنْ يَرْزُقَنِي طَلَبَ ثَارِكَ مَعَ إِمَامٍ مَنْصُورٍ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ. Therefore, I ask Allah, who venerated your station and honored me through you, to provide me the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader from the family of Muhammad. May Allah pour down his mercy on him and his progeny. We said that this أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ ennobling the station of Imam Hussein alayhi salam could be for this state of martyrdom and shahada, which in our traditions is described as the station of greatness and karama. Mimma yara min karamatillah, it is said regarding the station of shaheed. In the court of Ibn Ziyad, when Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam was threatened to be killed, Imam alayhi salam said, Abil qatli tuhaddiduni yabna Ziyad, are you threatening me with murder, O Ibn Ziyad? Ama alimta anna al-qatli lana adah wa karamatuna shahada? Did you not know that being killed is a custom for us? And our greatness and honor, our karama, is in martyrdom? So, this is the importance of martyrdom, and it could be that one of the probabilities of maqam and station spoken about in this phrase, given to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, is because of this. In one of the salutational recitals of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when praying to Allah, we clearly mention that Imam Hussein was honored with martyrdom. We pray and say, Allahumma inni ashhadu anna hadha al-qabr, qabru habibika wa safwatika min khalqik. O Allah, indeed I bear witness that this grave is the grave of your beloved and chosen one. Al-fa'izi bi karamatik, who achieved your honor, akramtahu bi-shahada, you honored him with martyrdom, wa'ataytahu mawarith al-anbiya, and bestowed him the heritage of the prophets. In a sacred tradition, Almighty Allah is reported to have said, أَكْرَمْتُ حُسَيْنًا بِالشَّهَادَةِ, I honored Hussein with martyrdom, وَخَتَمْتُ لَهُ بِالسَّعَادَةِ, and sealed him with felicity. فَهُوَ أَفْضَلُ مَنِ اسْتُشْهِدَ فِي وَأَرْفَعُ الشُّهَدَاءِ عِنْدِي دَرَجَةِ. So he is the most elevated of the martyrs near me in terms of station. So we say, فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ, when we say this, we mean who ennobled your station through martyrdom.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates him. He understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear listeners, as we said, this great station that is given, that is honored to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, could be because of the state of shahada and martyrdom. Perhaps the station and maqam mentioned in this phrase refers to Imam Hussein's unique station, which Allah gifted him due to his sublime movement and supreme sacrifice. On resolving to leave Medina, Imam Hussein spent a great deal of time near the grave of his grandfather, the Holy Prophet ﷺ. One night during his prayer in the state of sajda and prostration, he dreamt of the Holy Prophet sallallahu addressing him, says, وَإِنَّ لَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ دَرَجَاتِ لَا تَنَالُهَا إِلَّا بِالشَّهَادَةِ. Indeed, for you in the garden of heaven are stations that you shall not attain save through martyrdom. After this dream, the Imam Hussein alayhi salam woke up in a state of weeping and informed his family of his dream and decision to leave Medina. So this is the importance of this station that is granted and bestowed upon Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This is because he himself was the one who deserved to reach this station. This is for the great deal of effort he made to reach this, for this state of sajda and prostration during his time in Medina. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
It's night, dark and cold. I walk in the city. Alone in the crowd
Islamic law
Every street Every store Is filled with colors and smiles as before I know clouds are hidden behind these faces Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats the enchanted whisper. I say, why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. And we would like to actually express our condolences and sorrow and sadness for the martyrdom of, the master of the martyrs, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, peace be upon him. We're going to talk about some of the Islamic laws regarding the mourning ceremonies of Imam Hussein or in commemoration of his martyrdom. And also Arba'in. Well, before that, let's take a listen to a short biography of Ayatollah Khamenei, and we'll be back. Don't go away.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Shahid Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws about mourning and Muharram based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Shahid Javid, what is the Islamic law about using, for example, horses in some of the passion plays, in some of the shows that people hold or convene to commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, peace be upon him. And they use this horse, for example, as Zuljanah. Or they use, for example, they make cradles for the children of the infallibles or Imam Hussein alayhi salam, sure. You know. So what's the Islamic law about it? And sometimes they take it too far and they kiss it. They somehow, it looks like worshipping that, you know. Mm. So what's the law about this?
That's a good question. Of course, in some countries, like especially in the Indian subcontinent, a lot of people, you know, sanctify Zuljanah and the cradles that they make, handmade cradles. And, of course, they make what they call shabih, mm-hmm. of the tomb of Imam Hussein.
Yes.
And they actually take out the horses into the procession and then they start kissing it. Of course, as you rightly mentioned, they take it too far. And they actually go overboard in kissing these things.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to actually making Zuljanah or making cradles and the likes, of course, there's no problem in doing it. Mm-hmm. There's no problem. But there's no evidence in Islamic Sharia, in the Islamic literature, to indicate that such a thing is actually recommended or, yes. Let's say, endorsed by the Islamic Sharia. Okay. Per se, it is okay, there's no problem in it, but provided that it does not damage or tarnish the image of the school of Ahlul Bayt,